Here's the lineup. A drummer pounds a driving beat. A punked-out fuzz bass keeps time with jangling lead and rhythm guitars. A keyboardist, even a flute player, join in. And when vocals belt out the chorus, you get the big sound of Canada's broken social scene. Broken Social Scene has been around for a decade now. Back in the day, it wasn't unusual to see some 15 players on stage at one of their concerts. They've since scaled down, though you wouldn't notice it given the energy level of their new CD. It's called Forgiveness Rock Record. We're joined now from the studios of the CBC Toronto by two founding members of the group. Rolling Stone magazine once called them the Lennon and McCartney of the group. First of all, welcome to Kevin Drew.
Hi, how are you?
I'm well, thank you. Brendan Canning, hello to you.
Yeah, hello as well.
Yeah. All right, here's, the obvious question hanging in the air now. Who's Lennon, who's McCartney?
Which one? Who's Plant and who's Page?
Right.
Who's Osborne and who's Iommi?
Yeah. So talk about this CD. First of all, I wasn't sure if you were playing with refrigerator magnets or there is something behind the title of the new album, Forgiveness Rock Record. Are you apologizing for something?
Actually, we're opening up that emotion to everyone. It just seemed like the reason we were all back together was because we're kind of like a family, and in families you got to forgive and forget, and then you have highs and lows, and all those things over the last 10 years have happened to all of us, and so it just seemed like the right notion to go with.
Yeah, makes sense. Yeah, this actually, when I've been reading about you, Broken Social Scene is more of a collective than, I guess, what you could just say, a band. But you've scaled back the size, if I'm not mistaken. How do you think that's affected your sound?
It just became apparent that the Charles Spearin and Andrew Whiteman, Justin Paroff, Sam Goldberg, Brendan, and myself were becoming this tight-knit band, and we toured all over the world in 2008, and it just came together. And I know Brendan's always wanted to just try a concentrated effort with a record, and we did, though we do have 31 guests on this album, B.
Making it a collective.
Well, let me ask you about a specific cut then. Art House Director. Great horns in this. Now, is this Motown I'm hearing, or is it like Stax Volt horns that I'm hearing?
I think whatever you hear, then you're right.
Then I'm right.
we love Motown. We love the Stax sound. We love the mariachi sound. We love the Coltrane sound. We love the Miles Davis sound. You know, there's so many great horn players. On that tune in particular, you got Charles Spearin, Bryden Baird, who was a longtime Feist collaborator, and Evan Cranley. That's where you're getting that sound from, all these great players and all of us sort of collaborating.
I'd like to throw the Love Boat in there as well.
Yeah, a little Love Boat. Maybe...
Little Van Morrison Love Boat vibes.
Yeah, and a little Bacharach, of course. Yeah.
Of course. Tell me about John McEntire. He's from the group Tortoise.
And the CN Cake.
Yeah, and he was producing. So what did he bring to the game? What effect did he have on your sound?
Well, he brought a fresh way of us working together, that's for sure. And he did bring a fresh sound to us because he's very meticulous in how he records. And we did this over... we had a lot of time to record this record, and we spent a lot of time down in Toronto. We spent a lot of time down in Chicago, spent some time in Toronto. And he very much studied everybody for the first little while that we were down there to see who was bringing what to the table. He just takes his time. He has unbelievable gear in his studio. It's kind of crazy how well kept it is and how much he knows and how we called his studio buttons and buttons and buttons and knobs. There's just so much gear and craziness going on in there. But he puts a lot of attention into detail, and he left a lot of the vibe up to the band.
I'm speaking with Kevin Drew and Brendan Canning, two of the founding members of the rock group Broken Social Scene. I am curious, though, about the Canadian music industry. A lot of groups get government grants. And you, Broken Social Scene, has been a recipient, if I'm not mistaken. Did you get grant money for this record?
Yes, we did.
How important is that, an important part of the music scene? I mean, getting subsidized?
Yes.
Yeah?
It's huge.
Yeah.
I see bands all over the world and in all kinds of countries, and we're very fortunate to have the grant systems that we have here in our
yeah,
our
the
country.
main foundation is called Factor, and there's also one called Star Maker.
Mm-hmm. There are so, more than you would know.
Yeah.
And even with our label Arts and Crafts, it's been so amazing how much support we've gotten as well, and a lot of bands don't realize the opportunities of having this available to them, and so.
Really? The bands don't know that this kind of money is available?
Well, I just, you know, once again, it's a certain amount of good fortune to go with that. So to say we haven't been lucky would not be right.
It is a gamble. You're trying. I mean, we tried for Factor and we tried for all kinds of grants, and you get turned down a lot, but you have to just keep going and going. It's actually an art writing. You should see people and how they write these grants. It's become almost like a business, a grant writing business out there for some people. But no, we're very fortunate, and we definitely remind ourselves of that every time that good news comes down our way.
One last question. Kevin, 5 years ago, NPR's Bob Boylan interviewed you backstage at a show here in Washington, and you talked about how the mystery of Broken Social Scene is important. What is that mystery about, and do you think you still have it?
I don't think we still have it. Mm. I think there's not much mystery left for people anymore. I think modern ways of communication and getting all our information and everything has taken away mystery. I don't think the coming generations will really know what that word means when it comes to art. And I mean, I was a kid that loved not knowing what your band looked like. I was a kid that loved going to shows and saying, oh my God, is that what the singer looks like? And not reading too much information about them, but getting accurate little spurts here and there. But today's day and age, with everything and Twitter and the blogs and everything, and how anyone can actually change your information, anyone can make up whatever they want, put it out there, and maybe that will become mysterious.
Well, I think, you know, we're not the overnight sensation smash, and we don't have our faces plastered on posters all over every city. So, I mean,
I think
there's just a tiny bit of mystery.
Maybe it can be a mystery on who all is going to appear with you whenever you do a live concert.
Precisely. That's good. I like that.
From the studios of the CBC Toronto, members of Broken Social Scene, first, thank you, Kevin Drew.
Thank you.
And Brendan Canning, thanks to you.
Thank you.
The new CD, Forgiveness Rock Record, comes out Tuesday. You can hear an exclusive first listen at nprmusic.org. This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Leanne Hansen.